Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Joining me in the studios for our weekly update, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm glad to be here. Happy. Spring's in the air. Life's good.
It is. It's a beautiful weather. I'm loving it. So much fun. Lots of fun things to go and do as well. Last weekend, you guys went to the Fallen Officer Ride in Moab. We talked about it last week. You kind of told us what it was about. And I did see a lot of different area law enforcement vehicles driving through.
It was way cool. It was fun. I want to thank the Utah Peace Officers Association for that. They put on a good event down there. And, you know, the proceeds to that go to the families of the fallen officers. They do scholarships for the kids. And they take care of the families that way. I think it's a great cause, so it was good. But you know, one thing that happened while we were down there is we interacted with other folks on the desert, and it was pretty congested in Moab over the weekend. But I just want to remind people while you're out there, careful. There's a lot of machines, motorcycles, ATVs, Jeeps, kids, adults alike. And you know, if you're riding in those areas, careful of the blind corners, and we don't have to be out of control all the time just because we're on the desert.
Exactly. And you know, it's really important to note that when you are out there on these different trails or just kind of four-wheeling wherever you want, there's not a set road. There's not a set lane that you're supposed to be in. When you come up over a hill, someone could be right in your path. You've got to be really cautious.
You've got to be really cautious. We actually had an incident. We had a guy that head-on one of our machines because he was going way too fast or on a blind corner and didn't take the time to think there could be someone coming. And luckily nobody got hurt, but the potential was there, and the guy had total disregard for everybody. He said that's why he was there, was to drive wide open out across the desert and didn't care if he ran somebody over. So,
well, you just have to be careful. You have to watch what you're doing and just take those precautions. Speaking of being safe and following some precautions, it's that time of year where we want to get out. We want to do things. What about going out and shooting some clay pigeons over the weekend, doing some target practice? Gun safety is so important.
You know, and the four basic rules are easy to remember, and they're good rules to live by. Treat all guns as if they're always loaded all the time. Doesn't matter if you just unloaded your gun yourself. Treat it like it's always loaded. You just never know. The second thing is... don't point your gun at anything you're not willing to destroy or pay for, because the odds are if you shoot it, you're going to destroy it or pay for it. Know your target and what's beyond your target. So the backstop beyond your target is the most important part of that. Make sure the bullet's going somewhere that it'll stop, and keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on the target and you're ready to fire.
Really good tips to always consider, especially when you're trying to kind of teach your kids. These are things that they have to know, and to teach them from day one, it's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Never lax on those rules. The first time that you let your hair down and don't follow the rules is when bad things happen.
And speaking of kids and kind of teaching them young, getting them used to seeing law enforcement and knowing that they're a friendly face, you guys have been doing some really fun things at our local schools.
It's been a blast. So yesterday we were up to Sally Morrow. The principal of Sally Morrow Elementary School is an awesome guy. He was great. He let us come in. There was the sheriff's office was there, our emergency management. We had our command post. We had local fire trucks from Price City and Helper that were there, and they had the ladder truck up, and Smokey the Bear came for the Forest Service, and they did a little assembly, and then we let the kids tour all the vehicles. They got to walk through the fire trucks and see everything, and it was just a great little assembly. It was fun, and we really enjoy that part of our job. That was a good day. And then on Wednesday this week, the Pinnacle Academy kindergarten kids are going to come, and they're going to tour our command center, our intake building, and the sheriff's office itself. So we'll have the little kindergartners running around. It'll be a good day.
You know, I think it's so important to let these kids at such a young age kind of get to know our law enforcement, know the different categories, and know that they're there to help.
Yeah, and it was neat. And they're so cute. This little girl walked past, and she's like, you know, Sheriff, this is a nice RV you have here. And I told her, well, thank you. And as she walked out, she looked back, she says, but I've been in nicer.
Oh, so she's got a higher standard.
She has a higher standard.
Absolutely.
Cute as a little bug, that kid.
Well, Sheriff, I'd like to thank you for coming in and giving us an update this week. And as summer is approaching and we have so many fun things going on in our community, we're going to see you and your department all over the place.
Yep, we love to be involved with the community, so you'll see us, interact with us, come up. It's a good time to have questions answered that you may have, or just get to know your local law enforcement. We love it. So.
Absolutely. Well, for additional information on how things are going with the Carbon County Sheriff's Department, you guys have a Facebook page that you're constantly updating.
We do, yep, and you get a weekly message on that, and then anything that's going on, if there's a scam or anything, that's on our Facebook page.
So go and check that out. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another weekly update with the Carbon County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Jeff Wood.